Afternoon. This is Monsignor Richard LaValle, and it's Thursday, February 17th. It's 3:30 in the afternoon, and I'm sitting in the rectory, and I realize it's been a while since I've done a meditation, and I thought I'd like to talk today a little bit about trusting God. You know, it's a very important virtue, and right from the beginning of our history, way back into the Hebrew scriptures, when we go back to Father Abraham, God asked Abraham, just trust me. And it was a rough life, but no matter what, Abraham trusted God. In the New Testament, we open the New Testament with Our Lady trusting God at the Annunciation. Trusting God means to let God be in charge. It means letting God be God. So some of the reasons that we hear sometimes for not trusting God, they usually go something like this. Now, I've been a priest for 57 years, and there's usually some basic things that come up with people when they say, I don't believe in God, or I don't trust God, or God didn't answer my prayer. Let's take a look at some of those things, and I realize they're real, and that we have feelings, and sometimes we're hurt, and sometimes we do feel that God isn't close. You have to keep one thing in mind, that God created us out of love, because that's God's nature. And He didn't create us because He needed us, but because He wanted us, because He loved us. He loved what He created. He wasn't lonely without us. God lived within Trinity. God couldn't be lonely. But He created us out of love, and He put us in this world as a testing area, but it's not the end of everything. Our faith teaches us, all the holy men and women of the Old Testament taught us, certainly Our Lady has taught us, and most definitely above all else, Our Lady has taught us to trust Jesus, to trust her Son. Sometimes we say, well, you know, I've asked for this, for that, or the other thing. Good things, too. Health, a job, somebody who strayed away from the faith. All kinds of things that are good we ask God for. And all of a sudden, it doesn't seem to happen. And we get tired of praying. And we think, well, how many more times do I have to ask God? He hasn't answered. But maybe He has. Maybe the answer that He's given is no. No is an answer. But if God gives a no, it's either because what we're asking in the long run isn't good for us, or right now it isn't good for us, or maybe God has a better plan. You see, we get distracted from our salvation. We get distracted from our goal. Our goal is heaven, and we see everything is the here and now. We're like an ant crawling over a surface, and we see little bits at a time, a little bit of red here, a little bit of blue there. But if we pull back and looked at it, maybe the ant's crawling on the Mona Lisa and doesn't even realize it. We don't see the whole picture, only God does. We don't see the whole picture. We're not capable of it. So rather than talking about why we don't trust God, let me talk today about reasons that I think we should trust God for. So let's start out. Why do I think that I should trust God? And you do it. Go it along with me. Why you should trust God. Let's start. Are you breathing? Have you got a heartbeat? Are you breathing? Are you alive? Do you exist? Because I'm going to tell you something. If you or I were out of the mind and the heart of God for even a fraction of a second, we wouldn't exist. We wouldn't die. We just wouldn't be anymore. there wouldn't be a you, there wouldn't be a me. God sustains what he creates. God created you and he loved you. And he still loves you. And he will always love you. But he knows where the danger signs are. And he knows that he has to guide us, sometimes in ways that we don't want to go, but it's always for our betterment. It's always for our salvation. And the things that we don't understand here and now, I kind of think that when we go to heaven, maybe the first thing, because we'll have, our intellect will be opened. And we might just say, oh, of course, how come I didn't figure that out myself? Let's go beyond our creation and the fact that God keeps us and sustains us. Let's talk about the greatest gift that God has ever given to the world, to the universe, to everyone. It's my favorite line in Scripture. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. Oh, the greatest gift of all is Jesus the Christ. More than himself, God could not give. Less than himself, God would not give. And the second person of the Blessed Trinity to save us was born of a virgin in a stable, placed in a manger. The second person of the Trinity, co-equal to the Father and the Son, is a helpless little child in a cold stable, whining and crying and fighting for breath like any child does. And even then, there was a wicked king who wanted to destroy God's gift. But God didn't give up on us. And he protected the child and his mother. And he grew and he taught and he healed. That God can be trusted. Ultimately, in the final analysis, when the world was at its worst, that second person of the Blessed Trinity put out his arms. He was weak. He was broken. He was spat upon. He was scourged. He was crowned with thorns. He was not treated like God's son. And even then, God did not give up on us. And he took the cross and he went to Calvary. And he was nailed to the cross. And he looked down from the cross at the people who hated him. And still, God didn't give up on us. He didn't destroy us. He didn't annihilate the earth. And that son of his, that beautiful Jesus, who looked like a beaten up piece of flesh, looked down from that cross and he looked at the people who were under the cross. There were three that loved him, but the soldiers were there. The scribes and the Pharisees were there. Oh, yeah, I was there. You were there. Every man, woman, and child that ever came into this world was there. With our sins and our whining and our crying and our pouting and saying, God didn't hear me. Why should I trust that God? And he looked down at his mother and St. John and the Magdalene and the centurion and the soldiers and the scribes and the Pharisees. And he looked down at you. Oh yeah, you were there. And he looked at me. Oh yes, I was there. And we look up because he's going to speak. And he says, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. He not only forgives, he makes excuses for us. And that Jesus who went to the cross and to the empty tomb. Good Friday, my friends, is an essential quality for Easter Sunday. There is no empty tomb without a cross. Jesus promised us that. And that Christ not only gave us a new chance, a hope of salvation, he also made us his brothers and sisters. Jesus Christ is my God, my Savior. He's also my brother and yours. And that God, that Jesus, comes to us in the Holy Eucharist every time we go to Mass. So small, so tiny, so vulnerable. Oh, do you think you could possibly trust a God like that? May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.